Here we go. You know what time it is. That's right. It's time for another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We're starting a brand new series, and it's actually the first series that we've done in a long time. We're talking about trauma. Yeah, we're going to have that conversation for a few weeks. So I don't want you to miss a moment of it. So you know the move. Grab your friends. Grab your family. Grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't like. Don't forget to bring your notebook, your iPad, your laptop, whatever you need to take notes. You're going to need to take a whole lot of them for the next few weeks. See you in a minute. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the 2-2 Podcast. If you're wondering why there wasn't an episode last week, well, last week was my 33rd birthday. And wanted to take a week off to just celebrate and just decompress and not have to worry about, oh, I got to do an episode or anything else of the sort. So last week was my birthday, and it was okay. It wasn't too bad, but eternally grateful to God for another year. And, you know, excited for what this chapter is going to bring. Again, if you did wish me a happy birthday, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm still taking gifts all month long. Whenever you feel like giving a gift, go do that if you're led to do so. Again, so grateful to be with you today on the 2-2 Podcast. Today's going to be a good episode. And I'm glad you've made it this far. I hope you stick around throughout the entire episode because this one's going to be this whole series is going to be one that I've been anticipating for a long, long time. So, again, excited. Glad you're here. Let's do this thing. Hey, if it's your first time or your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I pray that I say something today that helps you get past anything that you're fighting through throughout this week or throughout your life period. I pray that I say something that supercharges you, that empowers you, that causes you to say enough is enough with struggle, with pain, with trauma, with any issue that you're facing. And I promise this one thing. And if you've been listening to this show for as long as I've been saying this, I want you to say it with me. I'm like Anita Baker. I'm going to give you the best that I got at all times. So, again, thank you if this is your first time or your first time. And welcome. Okay, so we are starting a brand new series, and this is the first series we've done in almost a year. But I've been waiting to do a series on trauma for a long time, at least on this show. If you don't know anything about me, and I've only told a few people this, I am a person that has dealt with a lot of trauma growing up. Whether it's the trauma of, you know, family issues, the trauma of being bullied, the trauma of not feeling like you're enough and being told that you're not enough and that you won't accomplish anything or that what you're doing isn't enough. And, you know, if you're like me, you fought through some portion or piece of trauma in your life. And so for the next few weeks, I wanted to talk about different types of trauma. One of the main things I wanted to talk about throughout this series is the psychological and emotional trauma. I titled this series The Breakdown, simply because when you have a traumatic experience, it causes you to shut down. It causes you to break down. It causes you to completely have an out-of-body experience, that an out-of-character experience, to be exact. And we've all had that situation. We've seen so many traumatic things happen in the last few years, especially in the last 2 to 3 years. We've seen a lot of traumatic and scary situations that have taken place. And so it seems like trauma is commonplace in our world. It seems like that, you know, every day something scary and, you know, agonizing is going to happen. And so let's just talk about just today, just a few things, what trauma is. Let's talk about the emotional and psychological responses. Let's talk about the types of trauma, and let's talk about the four F's of trauma response. So let's start off. Let's start it off with this. What is trauma? And Webster's Dictionary defines it as this. And if you know me, from back in the day, I hated defining words. I hated defining terms. But for some reason, there are two things I like these days: numbers and words. I hated math, but somehow when I coach basketball, I'm the analytical guy. And I hated writing and defining terms, but somehow right now I'm a writer, and I love figuring out what a word means. I try to learn a word every day. Okay, let me get off this tangent and let's get to work. All right, so trauma defined is a deeply distressing or disturbing experience. We're talking about the medical form of trauma. We're talking about the psychological form of trauma. It is a deeply distressing or disturbing experience. Sometimes we get we see a lot of this when we go to a horror movie. You ever going to see a horror movie and you saw something and it traumatized you for the rest of the day? The mention of the movie made your skin crawl. The mention of a character in a movie made your skin crawl. You saw the commercial for the movie or trailer for the movie, going to see another movie, and it caused you to just kind of shudder. Trauma is defined as a deeply distressing or disturbing experience. Some synonyms for the word trauma are shock, damage, blow, and agony. And a little later in this series, we'll talk about damage. What type of damage? Damage from a person, a damage from a relationship or a friendship that was abusive, not just physically, but psychologically. We'll talk about that one in a few weeks. Well, not in a few weeks, but in the next couple of weeks. But the shock of a deeply distressing and disturbing experience comes in waves. The minute and sometimes it comes from. And I'll say this: when you have dealt with a deeply distressing or disturbing experience, you will respond in so many ways. But let's talk about four of them. The four F's of response, four F's of trauma response. Because when we talk about trauma, we don't talk about the responses often. So how do we respond to trauma? The first one is fight. I hope if you're taking notes, hope you wrote the definition. I'll read the definition again to you. That trauma is defined as a deeply distressing or disturbing experience, a deeply distressing or disturbing experience. So the first response is fight. And when we've had a traumatic experience, some of us like to fight. And how do we fight? How are we fighting? We get irritable. One of the emotional psychological responses is irritability and anger, aggression. We oftentimes, when we're dealing with the issue of trauma, anger is brought about. We talked about denial and anger not too long ago when we were talking about rejection. I taught a group of young men this past school year about rejection and how denial, we can first, when a traumatic experience happens, and rejection can be traumatic as well. But when we've been rejected by somebody, rejected by a girl, rejected by a job, rejected by a team. That can be a form of trauma. It may not be a huge form of trauma, but it's trauma nonetheless, and that's an acute form of trauma. Being rejected by a team, being rejected by somebody, that can be, for some, that can be acute. Sometimes that can be complex and a complex form of trauma, because if you're constantly being rejected over and over again, I mean, when you've been rejected, some people take it differently than others. Some people will brush it off as, well, this sucks, but I'm going to make it through anyway. Some people go even deeper and they start to bargain with themselves and question themselves. Oh, maybe I need to do this, or maybe I need to do that. Maybe this, if I do this, 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 and this, I'll maybe the next time they won't say no. Denial is a response emotionally and psychologically to trauma. We can't believe that it happened. I know I'm going all over the place, but denial and anger are part of fight, the first trauma response. Irritability, anger, aggressiveness, and moving forward. Sometimes moving forward isn't always the greatest thing, because sometimes we have to attack what has been traumatic to us head on. We have to attack it head on. Yes, it'll be scary. Yes, it'll be hard at times. Yes, it'll cause you, you know, face your fears, face what's been going on. But sometimes moving forward causes us to press it deep into our minds. Press it deep into our minds, moving forward. Okay, it happened. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm not going to, you know, I'm just going to aggressively push forward. Another response is flight. It's flight. Anxiety and fear are characteristics of the flight trauma response. Chronic worry, shame, sadness. We've all been in that place. Show of hands. I know you can't see me and I can't see you, but for research purposes, let's do this thing. Has anybody ever been stuck in this place right here, where they don't feel like fighting? They feel like running away. We've all been in a place where a traumatic experience has caused us to want to run away because of anxiety, fear, and panic. We try to avoid situations. We try to avoid different places. We try to avoid facing our fears. We try to avoid certain situations. And it is okay to avoid some places that have caused you pain and trauma. But there are some pieces and places in our life where we can't avoid it. We got to get back out there. And that's not in an aggressive manner or form. That is one step at a time. We go from fight, we go from flight to fight. Or we go from flight, from running away, to facing our fears, to facing the traumatic experiences. But sometimes, because of an anger, fear, sadness, and anxiety, it causes us to try to make everything perfect. Everything perfect. We have to have it perfect because we don't want this to happen all over again. And we don't leave a room. We don't want to leave room for error. We don't want to leave a margin for error. We don't want to leave a sliver of room for error at all. I know I said that three times. Too many two ways 15 different sides. I know I said that, but listen, we try to be perfect. We don't want anything happening. We don't want audibles. We don't want changes. We want things to be the way that they are right then and there after a traumatic situation, after something that has made us so scared and anxious. We want everything to be perfect. But we have to understand, everything's not going to be perfect. Sometimes you have to leave room for growth. Everything's not going to be perfect. And sometimes, because of fear, anger, and sadness, because of a traumatic experience, we want to run. We just pushing it away. We're not messing with it. We're going to run away from this. Because if I don't run away from this, I'm not going to get any better. If I run away from this, I don't have to face it anymore. But then again, you never know. You face it. You run away from one situation and you got to face it in another form or within another person or within another town or within another news station. You have to face it. And so running away can be very, very, very tough. Not very toughing. It can be very, it can make matters worse. I know I stuttered through that and I apologize. The third response is freeze. Freeze. We get stuck. A traumatic experience will cause us to be in a catatonic state. We all saw the movie, It, the new version of it. You remember that part on the movie where one of the characters saw Pennywise. And Pennywise's face opens up, and I don't mean to scare you. If you haven't seen this movie, spoiler alert. And one of the characters is in a catatonic state. Trauma will cause us to become stuck, to collapse, to immobilize. It causes us to space out. Shame. Shame. This week I felt shame about something. When you've had a traumatic experience, shame will cause you to shut down, to not talk to anybody, to not be able to share your problems or your issues with anyone. Shame. It is okay to shut down sometimes. It is okay to distance yourself. It is okay to feel stuck sometimes. But it doesn't mean you have to stay there. We all fall down. We all get stuck. But sometimes it's time to get it. But it's time to get up. It's time to get up. Has anybody ever felt numb? Has anybody felt numb this week? Has anybody been in a place where you've been through so many traumatic experiences that trauma becomes commonplace to the point that when it happens again, you're just numb to it? It happened. It is what it is. When we constantly get our heart broken, that first time we get our heart broken by somebody, the first time somebody betrays our trust, that first time somebody goes behind our back and says something crazy to us, the first time somebody stabs us in the back, or as the OJ said, they smile in your face all the while they want to take your place, backstabbers. You listen to the song. I'm old school. I like old school music, especially the OJs, and that happens to be one of my favorite songs. When it happens so many times, you get numb to the fact that they keep stabbing you. And you get numb to the fact that people hurt you and try to destroy you. We get numb. Have you ever been in a place where you've had so many traumatic experiences happen to you? Traumatic is chronic and commonplace in your life to the point that your response is, well, it happened. It's probably going to happen again. It is what it is. But can I say something to you that's listening to this show? Can I just say something to you? I'm looking directly at you. I know there's no camera. This is not a video podcast yet. But I'm looking directly in you in the eyes. Sometimes the way things are shouldn't be. Sometimes the way things are isn't what it always should be. Trauma should not be a chronic and commonplace issue in your life. Trauma should not be a chronic and commonplace thing in your life. It should not be a situation where your response to a traumatic experience, as it is what it is. You are allowed to feel what you feel when you feel how you feel what you feel. You're allowed to feel that. You're allowed to feel that, but you're not allowed to stay there. You don't have to stay there. Will it take time to get away from that portion of your life where you freeze? Will it take time for you to get away from that portion where you run away? Will it take time for you to get away from that part where you fight through? We have to be angry all the time. Trauma will cause you to be angry all the time. I know it just said that. Just people. Have you ever met somebody that's just so angry all the time? What are you so mad for? But then you realize they've been through so much that anger is their best response to keep people away from them. To keep the anger is a and fear is a way to keep people away, and sadness is a good way to keep people away, because the more you think about bringing another person in after a traumatic experience, the sadder you get, and the sadder that you get, the higher the walls that you build. Shame is a good way to keep people away, because the more shame that you feel, the higher you build those walls, the stronger you build those walls away from people. And numbness. The fourth response to trauma is fawn. We talked about fighting our way, getting angry. We talked about, you know, avoiding situations. We talked about building walls. We talked about anxiety and fear. We talked about freezing, which brings shame and numbness. But let's talk about this one, and this has been me. As I said just a little bit ago, one of the traumatic experiences I've had was being bullied. If you know me, I'm not very tall. And for a long time, when I was younger, now one of two things. Wearing glasses is cool. Or the people who made fun of other people wearing glasses have to wear glasses. But that was a time where wearing glasses wasn't cool. Being somebody that had quote unquote four eyes wasn't cool. It was nerdy. It was geeky. But now being a nerd is cool. We still hear short jokes all the time. Some of them are bad. Some of them are kind of funny. But to some people that think they're funny, other people think they're a bit traumatic and they're hurtful. We live in a bullying culture. Whether we want to believe it or not, we live in a culture where where bullying is commonplace more and more each day. I remember there was a time where they bullied people. The bullying has gone down to little kids. We see bullying in our schools. We see bullying at our workplaces. We see bullying in our family. We see it a lot within our families. And bullying doesn't always have to be the physical. Sometimes it's financial. Sometimes it's where you live in the neighborhood that you live in. Sometimes it's about your family history. Sometimes it's about what you wear. What you have, what you don't have, the shoes that you wear. Bullying comes in so many forms, and so many times we find ourselves trying to please people. We're fawn. We try to avoid conflict. So we try to people please. Have you ever been in a place where you had to please people to avoid conflict? You had difficulty setting boundaries and saying no. I've been in that place where I've tried to please people just so they would like me, or please people so they would stop bullying me, or please people so they would stop talking about me, or please people so I would be noticed. And I want you to understand, if you said that, and I've said this before on this show, and I will repeat it forever and for as long as the show is still on. Stop trying to please people who barely know you exist outside of the time you try to please them. Again, I'm going to say it again for somebody. I'm going to say it for the person sitting in the back who's fighting with this part of trauma response, who's fighting with being a people pleaser, who's fighting with the issue of avoiding conflict. You are going to deal with conflict. The Bible says it just like this. I wanted to throw this in here. That you will face tribulation. You will face issues daily. You will face conflict. Sometimes it's conflict with people. Sometimes it's conflict with a job. Sometimes it's conflict with finances. Sometimes it's conflict with the place that you... Sometimes it's with your family. And sometimes that conflict is with yourself. Because can't nobody shut me down more than I can shut me down. But please understand, stop trying to please people who barely know you exist outside of the time that you try to people please, or the time you try to get noticed, air quotation marks. Stop it. It's enough. Slap yourself and say, that's enough. Again, one of my favorite verses says that you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. But we have to understand that we will deal with tribulation. We will deal with traumatic experience. We will deal with issues that we can't control outside of ourselves and outside of our response. But we can't spend our lives trying to please people or jumping in the oceans for people who wouldn't step in a pond for us. And that the minute you tell them no, all hell will break loose. And the minute that you tell them no, all the notice, all of the attention that you got gets thrown away, or the popularity that you got gets thrown away. All the times you had to avoid conflict gets thrown away. We have to learn how to set boundaries, because people will push our boundaries, and to avoid conflict, we will allow them to push the boundary and step over the line and knock down that wall that we've built, and knock down that boundary that we have built. Gone are the days of trying to please people to avoid conflict. Are setting boundaries hard? Yes, especially if you haven't set them before. They're absolutely tough to set. Absolutely. But can they be set? Absolutely. And today's the day we start that journey of setting boundaries, telling people no. It is okay to tell people no. How they respond to that is not on you. How they respond to a no is not on you. You cannot force anybody. To be able to handle a no. There are people in this world that will never, ever be able to handle the value of handle rejection. They will never learn the value of a no. And you don't want to. And the best thing about that is to avoid people who don't know how to know the value of a no. And for the next few weeks, we're going to talk about psychological trauma. This episode right here was only the warm up. We're just getting started. You don't want to miss a moment of this series entitled The Breakdown. So I encourage you this week. I want you to look at the four, how you respond to trauma. I want you to take inventory and inspection of every, not every traumatic, but take inventory and inspection of your response to trauma. Change how you respond when something that can be scary scary happens. Change how you respond. I promise you, it's only going to take one step. It takes one step at a time. And we're all in this together. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22_podcast. That is 22_podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at AlexJ_live. That is AlexJ_live. Please don't forget. The 22 Podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.